Whoa.
That's all.
It's the Mike Caldas Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Can you believe how fast this year is going so far? We're already in the
going quick
tail end of April. May 4th, we're going to be out with Budweiser. We got a pub crawl. It's happening in downtown St. Petersburg. Spanish and Carmen will be crawling with you. It's a May the 4th. May the 4th be with you, pub crawl. You wear your best Star Wars outfit and then join us and our band Pitbull Toddler as we perform live at the Ringside Cafe. May 4th. May 5th, we celebrate our Mexican friends for Cinco de Mayo at the Brandon O'Brien's. Good time. Thank you to Budweiser for helping us create both these events. Looking forward to it. Put it on your calendar now.
It'll be a fun weekend.
Yeah. I should pass out sometime around Sunday morning. I want to play this audio for you that most likely will annoy you. This is a New York radio station, a very popular New York radio station, WFAN. It has former New York Jet and Cincinnati Bengal quarterback Boomer Esiason as the host. Used to be with a very funny man named Craig Carton, who was the Boomer and Carton show, which have been the strongest ratings thing in New York since Howard Stern left terrestrial radio. And Carton, as you know, we reported in Galvin's News a couple of months ago, was caught up in some sort of pyramid Ponzi scheme for tickets where he ended up getting arrested by the FBI and is facing upcoming charges and got fired as a result of it. And they replaced him, I believe, with the guy who was part of the afternoon team on that station, whose name I don't know.
But Gio. Yeah.
Is it the same Gio that used to work here? Oh. Anyway, Boomer and Gio. Now, the tie to this is a very good friend of mine named Al Dukes. He's their executive producer.
Right.
Love Al. I sent him a tweet yesterday. I said, shots fired after this Gio guy. So they noticed Boomer just sat there silent through the whole thing.
Yeah, Boomer actually defends the Lightning a little bit in part of it.
Gordon with Catter, maybe a 3-on-2 down the left wing. Cross the blue line, left circle. High slot, Killorn. Shoots, goal!
That is the great Dave Mishkin.
Right.
Who does Tampa Bay Lightning radio here and has for some time the most excited guy on the radio.
What a big goal! Gordon's Killorn!
So, yeah.
Now, before they get into this, I'm going to tell you that I love that. I don't listen to a lot of the Lightning games on the radio because I'm either there or watching them on TV. But if you're in the car and you have to listen to a game, that's what you want to be calling the game. You feel like you're watching. You could see what he's saying when he says it. And the excitement is coming from a fan.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. And I will also give some love to Paul Porter, who does the inside announcing for the game. When Paul Porter wasn't there and they replaced him with a different announcer, it was a different game. Mm-hmm. It wasn't nearly as exciting.
I can't stand that guy. I can't stand him.
And what's crazy is, so it's a big goal. He gets excited. But if I played you the 1-0 goal from this game or the 2-0 goal, it's always he goes right from 0 to 100.
Yeah, I know. I think he's horrible. It's crazy, I got to be honest with you. I think it's totally unprofessional. I think it's disgusting. I hate listening to it. He just screams. He's got no technique.
Now, who is forcing this moron to listen to it?
Yeah, and technique, I mean.
Yeah, but first of all, he's in New York. What is he listening to Lightning games for, and why is he listening to, if he's listening to the Devils game, why does he listen to the Devils broadcast if he hates it so much?
And he probably, even though he's a legend, and I don't want to knock his playing career or anything, he's got the worst color commentator in the history of broadcasting as well.
That's, you're talking about Phil Esposito. The guy who is a legend in hockey and responsible for bringing this team here, and he is going to knock Phil Esposito, too.
That right there, I can safely say, comfortably say, is the worst sports radio broadcast play-by-play in the country. Mm. I can safely say that.
Now, I want to say it was the Penguins? No, it wasn't the Penguins. I'm wrong. Maybe it was Atlanta. One of the teams hired Scott Farrell away from his nationally syndicated sports radio show to do play-by-play for their team. And he doesn't do it anymore, but Scott Farrell, Scott Farrell added a level of, you kind of want a level of fan in there with your broadcast team. Two old guys who were C-level players doing commentary for a game is boring to anybody. You get Gene Deckerhoff, Gene Dekeroff of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hasn't called a play right in the last 12 years, but yet they refuse to get rid of him because he gets so excited. That's what you want to hear. You want to hear Madden and Summerall. You want to hear it. You want to know. You want to be familiar with that voice. You want to hear excitement. You want to hear that. We as Tampa Bay residents, we love hearing Michigan.
Yeah. Because you got Michigan who's screaming, and you got Esposito who's grunting and then just saying one word and then trying to step on him, but you can't even hear. I mean, this is basically what it is. It's
see, and I disagree with that. If it's my one critique of Esposito is that he's so familiar with the sport and with the players that a lot of times when he talks, it seems kind of inside. He calls them by their first names. Like, I remember one time I was watching Strowman pass across the middle, and he goes, oh, come on, Anton, you know better than that. I'm like, oh, this is like he was yelling at his son.
Goal. God almighty. You listen to a lot of lightning broadcasts. Look at you. Cross over the blue line, takes a shot.
That's a goal there, Dave.
Holy crap. We got to get the coffee away from him, Al.
That's what the broadcast is. It's a joke. It really is a joke. I mean, and because it's the Tampa Bay Lightning and there isn't a person on earth that cares about their radio broadcast, it goes unnoticed.
Mm. I would say that the Lightning have had Michigan there for, let's say my son is 11, so it's at least 12 years, right? I would say that the people of Tampa care.
But yeah. It is horrendous. And if I was anybody who had any sort of power...
Then you are someone with zero power.
There, who can control that. Those two guys would be out of there like that. Give me some professionals. Not
well, I'm thinking that the locals probably like it, or they would be out of there, right? Yeah, right.
The seven fans that are down there paying attention to the seven fans.
See how that's how it goes again. Mm-hmm. Always that there's no fans. Doesn't matter that all the games are sold out. Doesn't matter that we hold NHL attendance records. Got banners hanging in the arena for attendance records, but now we have only seven fans.
Well, you know, you can have your opinion about whether you think that they're good broadcasters, whether they call the game well or not. You can have your opinion. I personally like them. I think they sound good. Whatever. Once you start saying that nobody cares and there's no fans and stuff, then you're just an idiot because clearly you don't know what you're talking about. And Boomer actually... sides with the Lightning here and says, you know, that they have a lot of fans.
Right. Seven fans that are down there paying attention to the Lightning.
Seven fans. You see how that they do really well down there, man.
Good. You know, let me tell you something. The thing that I was most impressed with is that I had to go out of town for the playoffs, not last season, but the season before. I had to go out of town, and I couldn't make it to one of the games, and I was looking at social media video of Channelside. And there had to be 20,000 people down in downtown Tampa. Now they're doing it on the beach tonight. Mm-hmm. They're having a watch party out on the beach. You'll get half of the crowd will be out there watching for a watch party. So now you're just a moron. You can get on the air and say you don't like a guy, you don't like his presentation, you don't like Phil Esposito. That's fine. I understand that your team's down, two games to nothing, and you're a little bit annoyed, and you're trying to pick something at. But now you're getting a little ridiculous. If you want to call them, I can give you their phone number.
Okay.
I don't even know if they're still on the air right now. Are they on? Do we know if they're on from 6 to 10 or 6 to 9? A lot of times when you have a sports show, it's not good enough to carry the whole 4 hours, so they'll put it on like from 7 to 10 or 6 to 9 or something. The number is 877-337-6666. 877-337-6666. Okay, it goes clearly. Phone lines are wide open. 877-337-6666. I'm not saying call up and curse or yell at them or anything, but if you want to call up and defend your team and defend your broadcast team and you want to talk about how there are way more than seven fans on here, let's leave it at that. You don't want us to have to teach you a lesson like we taught the Boston Bruins when they wanted to make their funny little signs. We ruined their entire marketing campaign. So, not Craig Carton. You don't want to start that. Now, that's the extent of it for me. I have a feeling later on during Drew's show, there may be more of this coming up.
Probably.
Yeah, because I had a couple of text messages last night. people asking for information and want to know some things. I have a feeling there's an ass whooping coming in the afternoon. So anyway, I'm gonna leave it at that. You know me, I will go. We'll either do 0 or 100. Okay, and we're kind of at 0 right now. If it gets worse and the guy carries on, not Carton carries on, then we'll move it up to 100 if we have to. But for right now, we're just going to let it go. And thank you, Boomer, for sticking up for
right.
the people of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because like I said, you can have your opinion, but once you start misrepresenting facts.
If your facts are wrong,
yeah.
then you look like the idiot. The number again, 877-337-6666. Tell Al Dukes that you like him. But you want to let me talk to not Craig Carton. I don't know what that guy's name is. I don't want to know. Just say, let me talk to not Craig Carton. I'm calling from Tampa, and I got some things I want to say to him. In the meantime, Ian Beckles, who is also not Craig Carton, is here with us. He will be in the studio. We'll talk a little bit about Flavor of Tampa Bay and about your Tampa Bay Lightning when we come back. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.